The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
Well, it's been a while since we've done a new foodie file, and I don't know about you, but I'm just hungry. I don't know. I'm always hungry. So I am really excited today to speak to Ashley Piper, who is a television personality. She's an eco-lifestyle expert. And her, if you want to find her, you can go to The Lil, L-I-L, The Lil Foxes, FOXES.com, and out there in social media land. So, hey, Ashley, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm kind of excited. I really liked the topic we were going to talk about today. We talked about it a little bit before.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sort of new plant-based vegan technology and food that's being made to help people eat in a more plant-based, which is more, in many ways, more healthy. Obviously, mm-hmm. more eco-friendly. There's a lot of reasons to do it, but a lot of people are making this transition, and it's hard. Not everybody's at home making their own, you know, nut cheese like I am, nut burger,
right.
You know.
All right, I'm coming over. Sounds good.
I've been making a lot of this stuff for years, but now you can go to the store and find some beautiful products that are made
it's
for
so
you
true.
And made healthy.
Yeah.
So tell me what you're finding out there.
Well, I've been vegan for about 7 years and vegetarian for a while before that and kind of fits and spurts. And, you know, I think I experienced similar stuff to you when I first started engaging in this way of eating and this lifestyle. It was really difficult to find certain products that could be more convenient food
right.
type stuff, you know. Not like you should base your whole diet around that, but it's always nice to be able to go into a store and just grab something and it's for you and it's in line with your values and tastes good. So, I mean, just in the past, I would say probably 3 years, there's been such a surge and specifically, and I say intentionally, because sometimes you get things that are accidentally vegan and that's always a happy accident, like an Oreo is accidentally vegan, but it's nice to see things that are intentionally vegan that are coming out or plant-based, however they want to swing it. And just recently, there's actually been a development where there is an incubator and an advocacy group, essentially a lobbying group for plant-based foods. And this is a really big deal because, you know, as we know, and as you really know very well, in Washington especially, our food system is so governed by animal agriculture. It's so, you know, you've got the dairy lobby, the beef lobby, the egg lobby, the chicken lobby. And so it's really revolutionary that folks who eat in this way and care about these kinds of things are being seen as their own demographic of consumers who actually buy things. So that was a big, exciting piece of news that came out in just the past few days.
That is exciting.
Yeah, and it's called the Good Food Institute. And so they essentially are doing a lot of governmental advocacy and lobbying and education around why a plant-based diet is all the things that you said when you opened the segment. You know, that it's by and large, healthier for people and definitely more environmentally friendly, just because I think a lot of folks don't know how much of a toll it takes to, for instance, produce a pound of beef
right.
on the environment. You're emitting a ton of CO2. It's like 1,700 gallons of water just to get 1 pound of beef. Crazy. And, you know, then the food inequity issues as well. Like, for me, one of the biggest reasons why I decided to go vegan was because I thought it was crazy that we've got people in all corners of the world who are starving, you know, and dying of starvation, and yet we're feeding a cow, you know, like 5,000 pounds of grain. It just seems crazy to me that we would use food that could otherwise sustain other people really healthfully. So, anyways, that's my rant for the day. But what's cool is that's coming out of it are all these great products. So, are you familiar with Hampton Creek Foods? They are based out of California.
Is that, dairy alternative foods?
It's actually egg alternative. So they make a product called Just Mayo that is a mayonnaise alternative.
Oh,
and there was
yeah.
big, there yeah. was a big old to-do about it because Hellman's took them to court and said you can't call your product mayo if
right.
there's no egg in it. And anyway, Hampton Creek won that court battle and was able to use the term mayo. And what's awesome is their whole philosophy has been, you know, you're going to make a great product that's healthier for people because there's no cholesterol in it. And they put that product in places like the dollar store and Walmart and, you know, these shops where you've got lots of people who may live in a food desert, and they're able to reach for a slightly better product that's going to be affordable to them. But anyway, they have been expanding like gangbusters, so it just is released that they are in development of about 500 new products. 500! That's crazy. Everything from cookie dough that's eggless to pancake batter that's without eggs, like all this amazing stuff. So how exciting would it be able to get you some cookie dough and some pancakes and
yes, please.
All the stuff that we want to eat all the time.
You know? I know. And there are, I know there are a lot of regional companies as well that are starting to make like artisanal, delicious nut cheeses or.
Oh, yeah.
Which
one's your favorite?
And, you know, I can't remember the name. I wish I could.
Eat it so fast. You don't see the package, right?
Well, because I've been making nut cheeses, and it's, you know, it's a little bit of work. You got to be patient because you got to soak nuts overnight or whatever. So it's really exciting to be able to go and buy, like, oh, my gosh, it's already made, and it's tasty.
Yeah, there's that. There's the Miyoko's Creamery.
Yes,
that's fantastic. And then my personal favorite is Kite Hill. They are out of California, and it's like an artisanal almond milk cheese that's done very much. It almost to me has less of kind of a nut cheese feel and more of like a real French soft cheese feel. Mm. So we're just so spoiled. You know, it's awesome that we now have. Like, you and I can go into a store and we can get us a baguette and a bunch of nut cheeses and just have a great time.
You can have a plowman's lunch now as a vegan. It didn't used to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What a great way to put it. Exactly. Yeah, so that's very exciting. Then you've got, I'm in Chicago, so we've got a lot of companies here, like Chicago Vegan Foods. They make a marshmallow alternative and a soft serve alternative. And then Upton Naturals, which makes all different kinds of seitan and jackfruit. Which is kind of the hot ingredient du jour, the jackfruit.
And then I know out there you have Karen Calabrese, who has her vegan restaurants that have all kinds of, and there are more and more of those in other communities and cities, but she was one of the first.
She was, yeah, exactly. And so she just paved the way for especially the raw food movement in the Midwest, I would say. And, you know, she has cooked versions and everything. And it's just, it's great. I mean, I feel like I go to almost any city and I can find a vegan restaurant or a vegetarian restaurant. And it's awesome. You know, I'm no longer at the gas station eating a bag of peanuts.
Yeah. Well, I heavy sigh over here because my town and my area desperately needs one. We're outside of New York, but, you know, I need one in my own community here. So I'm working on that. I'm lobbying for that.
Well, when I come to New York, we're going to buy Chloe. Have you heard of that place? Or have you been there?
I've not been there, but I have heard of it.
Yeah, it's that fast casual restaurant by Chloe Coscarelli, and she's the gal. She's adorable. She won Cupcake Wars a while back with vegan cupcakes, which is amazing.
Yes.
And she's now opening, I think, 3 locations, but everybody has been going there, including, you know, big-time foodies who are, like, big-time meat eaters, and they're just, like, waiting in an hour-long line to get these veggie burgers and taco salads and all this incredible stuff.
All right. I'm in.
In. We're going. It's happening.
Excellent. Ashley, thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to
you
again soon, I hope.
Thank you. Yeah, I look forward to talking with you and eating with you.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.